This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here. Our phone lines are open right now, and we're waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. That's toll-free, 800-228-0550. Local number 258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-367. That's me, actually. 701-367-2054 for me. 367-2054 for me. Or for Todd, 226-8503. All right. Truer words have never been spoken, Todd, says one of our listeners. The problem is I don't know what words they were talking about. Do you know what words they were talking about? Of yours, Todd? The truer words have never been spoken? Todd's getting accolades, and I can't remember what it is that that sparked them. And he's obviously not listening right now. So
I'm right here. Good grief.
Well, what were the words?
I don't remember. I wasn't listening to me.
You
don't listen to me.
You said the truer words, and you don't even know. How about that? Here's some true words.
Listen to the recording from last hour and find out, I guess.
Yeah, but you're going to have, you said something, you know, you'll have to, you know, put it on the list.
Doesn't happen very often, does it?
True words have never been said. Yeah.
I'll find out. I'll let you know.
Singapore, the site of the U.S.-North Korea summit that is now 9 hours and some change away. A lot of optimism in the air about this. I was just listening to Bill Richardson during the break, Bill Clinton's U.N. ambassador, and he is saying positive things. Mike Pompeo gave a press conference basically raising expectations on the outcome of all of this, spoke specifically about how the U.S. would provide security for North Korea once they lose the nukes. They would have the protection of the U.S. I mentioned earlier that Kim Jong-un went out in Singapore for a late-night tour. That is good. I heard also Mike Pompeo, when they were in New York City ahead of that little mini-summit preparing for this not long ago, the top advisor to Kim Jong-un in this case, Pompeo, our Secretary of State, said, hey, go look at this town. Go look at this town so you can get a sliver of what North Korea could be if you become a free people, if you end these sanctions, you lose the nukes. I think they're really handling this well, really well. All right, so on my checklist today, Todd, if you remember, Donald Trump in North Dakota, we covered that one, right? A primary day, we covered that one. Welcome more calls if you have questions or comments on any of these. We've talked a lot about Singapore and just trying to not lose the significance of that this is happening. It's just not another an event. You know, it's not like a typical White House schedule. This is a big deal. This is the first time the president ever has met. This is a big threat to the United States being dealt with. Eyeball to eyeball. Pretty amazing. Fourth on the list was fake news from CNN. I know that'll come as a big bombshell to you. But Donald Trump called it out so beautifully. It was unbelievable. I just had to play it today. So good. Heidi Heitkamp is number five on the list. A little Facebook follow-up, because we have some commentary going on this Facebook. She put up a post yesterday citing a New York Times story, and it is the most bizarre post in my mind. You really need to read it to understand it. But it was one part, I have to look to be like I'm for Trump-like immigration reform. And on the other hand, I am a liberal, and I am not anything like Donald Trump when it comes to immigration. So I've got to go over here and talk about how horrible it is that children and parents are being separated at the border. But, by the way, they should follow the law. But over here, I really feel bad. But, oh, wait a minute, over here, we need good policy. Oh, it is just, like, ridiculous. It's just like a, you can't even make it up. So I'll try and get to that as well. Robert De Niro, I'm done with Robert De Niro. He's off the list. More of our listeners have said, forget him, be done, forget about him, get rid of him. And then Right to Try. We're going to tell you a little bit about that. The Minnesota version of that passed by, or the author of the legislation in Minnesota, Right to Try, was at the White House for the president's signing of the federal law. So we'll tell you a little bit about that, too. Any and all of these topics are welcome or anything else, as always. So 258-0550, give us a call. John in Minot, you're next. Go ahead, sir.
All of these topics are welcome or anything else, as always.
You're going to have to turn down the radio sound, John, so that you are able to communicate with us.
Good morning there, Scott. Hey, thanks for taking my call. This is just a little bit expression of a situation that has been aggravating me for some time, and I guess I just wanted to get it off my chest. I always appreciate you guys giving us the opportunity. The other day I was I'm from Minot. I was driving down Broadway, and the vehicle ahead of me was a pickup truck, one of those diesel guys that they have taken all the exhaust emission controls off of. And there's a vehicle next to him, and it's like 90 degrees out, 95 degrees out. This guy has his window down in the vehicle next to the adjacent to the pickup truck, and they come to the stoplight. Then they proceed forward, and the guy in the diesel truck pushes the pedal to the metal, and this huge cloud of soot comes flying out of this vehicle. I mean, engulfing this vehicle. This guy's got his windows open. So, you know, this guy slows down. You can see him kind of erratically trying to adjust to this fogging of all of this crud that came out of this truck. Well, they go up to the next stoplight. Same thing happens. Three times it happened to this guy. You know, and I thought to myself, there's got to be something that can be done in regards to initiating some kind of an exhaust, you know, emissions, bill or something that says, hey, these guys can't be taking these emission control things off of their trucks, then driving around and puffing the soot all over everybody. You know, it's just a real source of aggravation. So anyway.
So what do you think could be done?
Well, I think that they should, enforce something in regards to a law that would prohibit them pulling all these emission controls off of their vehicles and then chipping them up to the point where I don't know if you've ever experienced this or been in a situation where, you know, you see these pickups that have been modified, diesel trucks, you know, three-quarter ton, one-tonners, they hit the gas. And, I mean, it is. It's just like a huge black cloud of soot comes flying out of these trucks. And, I mean, it's just, if you're driving along on a nice day and you've got your windows down and you're, you know, cruising around the block or something and this guy comes along and, you know, puffs all this soot into your vehicle, I wish there was something that, you know, we'd have the magic wand. We could just strike this guy right in the spot that's doing this, you know, and just, you know, disable his vehicle so he has to sit on the side of the road for the rest of the day or something of that nature, I guess. I don't know. I don't have a solution, but I just wanted to express that, and I don't know if anybody else has experienced that, but I think it needs to be addressed. Something needs to be done because it does. I've seen it happen, you know, many times, and I don't know. It's just I don't think it's right, so therefore. That's the nature of my expression of my
question. All right, John. Well, we'll see if anybody else has the same beef and has any ideas.
It,
okay. Yeah.
You guys keep up the great work, and thanks for giving me an opportunity as always. Have a great day.
You too. Appreciate the call. 258-0550. I couldn't resist. I think this was on Friday. Maybe I don't remember what day. It was over the weekend. It was CNN. It was the president up in Canada for the G7 summit. And listen to the snarky. A question from the reporter, and then the president's response on this. Okay, listen close.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
As you were heading into these G7 talks, there was a sense that the American closest allies were frustrated with you and angry with you, and that you were angry with them, and that you were leaving here early to go meet for more friendlier talks with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. And I'm wondering if you view it the same way, and do you view the U.S. alliance system shifting under your presidency away?
Who are you with, out of curiosity?
CNN.
I figure. Fake news, CNN. The worst. But, you know, I could tell by the question. I have no idea you were CNN after the question. I was just curious as to who you're with. You were CNN. I would say that the level of relationship is a 10. We have a great relationship. Angela and Emmanuel and Justin. I would say the relationship is a 10. And I don't blame them. I blame, as I said, I blame our past leaders for allowing this to happen. There was no reason this should happen. There's no reason that we should have big trade deficits with virtually every country in the world. I'm going long beyond the G7. There's no reason for this. It's the fault of the people that preceded me. And I'm not just saying President Obama. I'm going back a long way. You can go back 50 years, frankly. It just got worse and worse and worse. You know, we used to be a nation that was unbelievably cash flow oriented, had no debt of any consequence, and they built the highway system. We built the interstate system virtually out of cash flow. And it was a lot different. No, we have a very good relationship, and I don't blame these people, but I will blame them if they don't act smart and do what they have to do. Because they have no choice. I'll be honest with you, they have no choice. They're either going to make the trades fair because our farmers have been hurt. You look at our farmers for 15 years, the graph is going just like this down.
How great is that? Huh? Come on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Farrelson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them, and what you do, and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Farrelson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book. Read it. And pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Farrelson. You'll enjoy it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hinnon. Todd Mitchell's here. Calls, questions, comments on this Monday on anything on your mind, 2580550. How about Donald Trump sticking up for farmers first in these trade battles? They've already announced China, to use their line, will take as much as we can grow. Wow. I have more of that clip in a moment. Stay tuned for that. And a few of the other things on the list here today to get to. And anything on your mind. One day ahead of primary day in North Dakota. You got plans to vote tomorrow? Make it happen. Get out there. Let your voice be heard. Mayor's races, legislative races, few primary your races there that are being watched. Fargo, Minot. One in Bismarck. Forget where else. So remember that, folks. All right, CJ is here from DAC Diesel. Always a good day when we get a chance to chat with CJ. What's on your mind today, sir?
You got to clear my throat here. Just another Monday, I guess. I kind of forgot about the primaries there, you know, so it's one of those things. I meant to call a few of my rancher buddies and kind of tell them a few things. Out in the Dunn County race out west, so you just kind of reminded me of that, Scott.
Well, good. That's what we're here for, see? That's why we do what we do.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, no, I know a few things, you know, with the candidates out there and, you know, which ones are good for the ranchers, which ones are basically kind of good for the liberals, I guess, you know, so definitely need to give them a call. But other than that, you know, it's just another day here at DAC Diesel, just working on a lot of different stuff. You know, we rolled out a few pieces of equipment out of the shop here on, what was that, Thursday and Friday. And we got a few more that we're going to roll out of here today, just finishing up a transmission swap. But, yeah, you know, transmission swap, we got a power upgrade we're doing here. So whatever your need is, you know, whether it's a tractor, semi-truck, pickup truck, definitely give us a call. And, you know, you can call me on my cell pretty much anytime. We do service calls. So my cell is 701-210-0888, or the shop number is 258-5011.
Or DACDiesel.com to find out more. Thanks, CJ. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott.
All right, here's more, just another minute or so of Donald Trump. What I most appreciate about this, number one, is snarky question from CNN. Ridiculous. That's not a reporter, folks. That's somebody that should be running for office. All right, that's some zealot with an agenda. That's not a reporter. It's ridiculous. And that's what's wrong with much of the industry. People use their own particular viewpoints inform what they do. You don't go in there and say, okay, what's the facts? So, anyway, I loved what he did on the CNN thing. Oh, just out of curiosity, where are you from? CNN, I thought so, fake news. But then he goes on to make the case for why he needs to be as tough as he is on trade. And who comes up? You, farmers and ranchers here. Listen.
They're either going to make the trades fair because our farmers have been hurt. You look at our farmers for 15 years, the graph is going just like this down. Our farmers have been hurt. Our workers have been hurt. Our companies have moved out and moved to Mexico and other countries, including Canada. Now, we are going to fix that situation. And if it's not fixed, we're not going to deal with these countries. But the relationship that I've had is great. So you can tell that to your fake friends at CNN. The relationship that I've had with the people, the leaders of these countries has been, I would really rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, I would rate it a 10.
So what he's saying is, look, I could come in there and sit across from that person and have a good relationship with them, but I'm not giving away the store. Every previous president in recent memory, Republicans and Democrats, you heard him talk about that graph that just goes down for farmers and ranchers here, the deals we get, they've sold out agriculture. Every trade deal. And this is what we need to remind people like Senator Heidi Heitkamp and Max Schneider, who are running around the state talking about how horrible it is for Donald Trump to do what he's doing. Wait a minute. You want the status quo? You want farmers and ranchers to continue to be jammed? Or you want somebody that actually fights for them, doesn't say they fight for them, doesn't throw around the fight label right and left, actually gets in the arena and does something, has something to show for the battle? That's fighting for farmers and ranchers right there. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And as you can tell, fires me up because they deserve that. When they feed the world, they deserve that. They don't deserve to be the easy one to be the pawn in the, you know, swamp deal-making of trade as it's gone on forever. You give me this, I'll give you that. You give me this, I'll give you that. It's a game. It's an absolute game. Randy and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just talking about, you were talking about Trump and the trade agreements we have. You know, I wish somebody would tell me as a Democrat, because I never get a straight answer. And it's always funny talking politics with people, but will somebody explain to me why you think that the Democrats and are so far against Trump and what he's doing? Somebody explain to me.
I don't know. I could try, Randy. I just think that what it is you get, you know, in other words, if you're against
them. I think they're living in the past. The Democrats used to represent something. They got into the point where they used to be, I mean, family-oriented. They were the religious. They were, I mean, down-to-earth people. And then all of a sudden it mutated. And I'm not seeing what they're seeing. We got somebody in there that's finally doing something as a president that's telling you what he's going to do, and he does it. Now, what part of this don't you get?
I appreciate it, Randy. I don't have any good answers for you either. But I think you've nailed a couple of examples of that. Look at Heidi Heitkamp. Now she sees, hey, I'm in trouble politically. So now I need to go over there and act like I'm for him, and you know I could be there, and there's a dance going on. There's a dance. Now that counts on a lot of North Dakotans being dumb. And not recognizing that Heidi Heitkamp is a liberal Democrat, pure and simple. There has not been one vote of hers, not one vote of hers, that made Chuck Schumer mad, the Democratic leader. That's not bipartisan, ever. I'm gonna dance around over here and I'll throw them a vote here because they don't need my vote, you know. Being bipartisan isn't voting for something when the vote isn't needed. That's a throwaway so you can use it in a campaign. And she'll cut up little snippets of, you know, her on stage at Mandan's Refinery or her at bill signing for some, you know, bill that John Hovind's a banker. John Hovind did more for banking legislation than Heidi Heitkamp did. She's opposed everything in the way of sensible reforms until election time and decides to, you know, go to work in a committee and want a photo op with the president, so she changes it up at election time. That won't sell, in my opinion, with North Dakotans. But she at least gets what she needs to do politically. The others don't. For that, Randy, I am confused.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President is fully prepared for the meeting tomorrow.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking just hours before the start of the much-discussed summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I have personally had the opportunity to make sure that he's had a chance to hear lots of different voices, all of the attendant opportunities and risks, and that we have put these two leaders in the right place.
Meanwhile, the North Korean leader has been seen taking a stroll around Singapore over the past hour, Kim Jong-un visiting the meeting site and then setting off on foot with a huge entourage to view some of Singapore after dark. President Trump has remained in his hotel in recent hours. The summit is set to start at 9 o'clock tonight Eastern time, as Singapore is 12 hours ahead of U.S. Eastern Daylight Time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys that know spray application. And guess what? High Plains Apache gets it. They know it. Nobody knows spray application like those folks do at High Plains Apache. Tips and parts and service and a full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache. They're in Mandan. You call them there at 663-2375. Across the new Culver's there. Or exit 60 I-29 south of Fargo. That's in Frontier. Online at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. All right. Let's see here. We have our next guest to talk about right to try here. And all of a sudden, a lot of folks that want to weigh in on a number of different topics here. Jim and Perm, we'll go to you first. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Just two things, please, real quick. I want to support Kevin Cramer. In Minnesota, we won't have a chance probably to get a conservative in the Senate. If you could, please tell me his mailing address. And secondly, we don't hear much from Colin Peterson on your program. We hear from Kevin Cramer every week. Is there a reason for that?
Well, Colin's a little harder to schedule. He will come on occasionally, but he's just not as, shall we say, talk radio friendly on his schedule. So. We're due to have him back here. I know there's some things going on the farm bill, so I'll try and get him on again. But it's not for a lack of trying. We do like to have him on.
How about for Kevin Cramer to support him? Can you do that? Can you help tell me?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think here. I think the best thing for you to do would be to go to kevincramer.com. Is it .com or is it .org? I think it's .org. Hang on one sec here. I'll find out for you. Anything to help, ladies and gentlemen, here on the program, and then be it link or, there's a contribute link right there. And also a contact link if you want to go in with a mailed.
We'll find it, Scott. Thanks. Wish him all the luck in the world. Hope he pulls it off.
It's Box 396, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58502.
Box 396, we got it, Bismarck. Thanks.
Cramer for Senate, Box 396, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58502. You bet. Happy to help. Frank at Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott, and thanks for taking my call. I'd like to remind your listeners about Heidi Heitkamp and where she gets her money from. You know, not a lot of the money that she uses comes from North Dakota. It comes from outside North Dakota, like California, from the Hollywood crowd. And she's really more representing the Democrat Party than North Dakota. And I think it's real important for your listeners to know that because, you know, why would you want to support the morally bankrupt Hollywood crowd? You know, she should be representing the interest of North Dakota, and she's not. And that's all I have to say about that. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Frank. Thanks for sharing what's on your mind today. Let me take one more before our guest, David in Bismarck. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, the previous caller was, or one of the previous callers talked about what's happened to the Democratic Party. And I know that this book has been probably out of print, but it was written by Zell Miller, who was a governor in Georgia and then became United States Senator, who was a lifelong Democrat. And he wrote this book called A National Party No More. And it really outlined all of the downfall, I guess, that has happened within the Democratic Party and how they've become so liberal as to being the type of party when, for example, John Kennedy was president. This guy, Zell Miller, even though he was a Democrat, endorsed George W. Bush with a fiery endorsement speech prior to his, gee, I can't remember if it was first election or if it was,
It was 2004 in New York City, Madison Square Garden. I was there.
Yes, sir.
I remember it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. It was awesome. And he was a Democrat, but he voted with the Republicans because he just felt that the party had deserted him and probably, many, many people who were Democrats. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out. I mean, it was a good explanation if that book is still around. And even though it was 20 years old almost, it still is viable.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I guess, it's hard for us to sort out, but I think those are all good pieces to the puzzle, David. Thank you for that. Just read a piece on a blog about the Democratic brand is so toxic in North Dakota, Democrats lie and call themselves independents. You know, Max Schneider came out with that now and said he was independent. I mean, it's really embarrassing. And again, I just don't think it works. I just don't think it's an example of just how desperate they've become. Heidi Heitkamp, same thing. Can't even write a piece about, a migrant boy being taken from his father without getting in, 8 or 9 shots of, yeah, we need tough immigration law, but I don't like this. But, it's just all over the map. It really is. All right, I promised earlier that we were going to talk a little bit about the right to try law that President Trump just signed. One person that was there while he signed it at the ceremony was the chief author of a similar law that was passed in 2015 in Minnesota called Right to Try. And Nick Zirwas, who is a Republican from Elk River, Minnesota, just down the road here on I-94, joins us to talk about it. Nick, how are you?
Doing really well. Thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. Appreciate the time today. What led you to author Minnesota's Right to Try law?
So I had the opportunity to be the chief author in the House in 2015. And for me, Right to Try is a very personal issue. As your listeners may remember, I was born with a severe heart defect. And so when I was first born, my parents were told that their son that I would live to be 6, maybe 7 years old. And when I was 7 years old, I had an opportunity. My parents were given a chance to try an experimental open heart surgery at Minneapolis Children's Hospital. And the surgeon said he had done it once before on a 6-year-old girl from Duluth, and she didn't survive the surgery. But they said it would be my only hope. And so my parents in 1987 gave me my right to try. And I was in and out of the hospital with that surgery in under 10 days. And that was 30 years ago now, 31 years ago. And today my wife and I, our little guy turns 2 years old today. And so I look at me and being able to have an opportunity many years ago at a shot for a miracle. My family knew that without the surgery, I was running out of time, that I had less than several months left to live. But the doctor said, there's one thing we can try if you want to. And so what the Right to Try bill does is it takes patients that have a terminal diagnosis, it allows them access to drugs or biotechnology, medical devices that don't yet have made it all the way through the FDA's arduous process of approval. There are some drugs that can take 10 to 15 years to clear the final stages of the FDA approval in the United States, where those advanced drugs for treating aggressive forms of cancer or multiple sclerosis are already available in Europe. And so what this does is it says if you have that terminal diagnosis and you're working with your doctor, you can have access to these experimental drugs a lot earlier because you, as an American citizen, deserve your right to try.
What was the argument against that? I mean, I don't really understand. It seems to be so obvious that if you were, you know, the state of being terminal and these things are in the pipeline, so to speak, that you would be able to try them. When people argued against you on this legislation, what was their reasoning?
Well, that's what's so infuriating about how this became political. 40 states across the country have passed the state version of right to try. The federal version passed by unanimous consent through the United States Senate. And it was just flying along. Huge bipartisan votes in all of the states that it passed. And it passed the Minnesota House, I believe, 126-0. However, this last winter, President Donald J. Trump urged the U.S. House of Representatives, the United States Congress, to act and pass right to try in his State of the Union speech. Immediately, led by Democrats in the House, led by Nancy Pelosi, decided to politicize right to try and decided to politicize kids suffering from aggressive forms of pediatric cancer or adults suffering from ALS and multiple sclerosis, and said, we can't let Donald Trump have this victory. And so the first time it was up for a vote to suspend the rules and just quickly pass it, every Democrat but two voted against right to try. Not because they were opposed to the policy, but because they wanted to, quote unquote, beat the president at something. It's the most disgusting form of Washington, D.C. politics.
Oh, my. Yeah, that really makes no sense whatsoever, but I guess it doesn't surprise me at this point. Now, did your legislation pass?
It did. It passed. It was unanimous in the House. I think there's one or two state senators that didn't support it. And it was signed in 2015 by the governor.
And now and I understand you were with the president when he signed the federal legislation. Is the federal legislation similar to Minnesota's?
It is. The difference is after 40 states have passed it, what the federal legislation does is, you know, obviously the FDA is a federal agency. And what this does is this directs the federal agency to cooperate and work with doctors and patients in all of the states. And so that is that final linchpin that we needed to get cooperation with the state law, because obviously a state can't mandate that a federal agency do something. And so this was very vital in getting this done. And just briefly, I want to say to be there with President Trump, while he feet away from him, while he sat at his desk, surrounded by families affected by this legislation, was truly moving.
Unbelievable.
He was so down to earth.
Yeah, isn't that great?
That's
fabulous. Sadly, we're out of time. Great story. Thanks for sharing it with us. Representative Nick Zirwas, a Republican from Elk River, happy birthday to your son, and congratulations on this good work. Take care.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business.
Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How are we going to use this precious 5 minutes we have left, Todd? We have just 5-6 minutes. That's it. That's it. And we're done. We're going to wait a whole 24 hours. And by then, the summit will have started because that's 9 hours away now. Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, and a lot of great things happening there. We've told you, we've covered a lot of ground today on the program. Donald Trump in North Dakota. We told you about that. We told you that a New York Times story suggesting the president would do some campaign travel next week that would include a North Dakota stop is wrong. Here's scoop one. Wrong. Scoop two. Donald Trump is coming to North Dakota. I repeat, Donald Trump is coming to North Dakota. Natural question is where and when is Donald Trump coming?
cannot confirm that as of yet. It is being discussed, not finalized. But if you were the wagering type, I'd wager on June. And if not June, first couple of days into July. And while you're wagering, I'd wager east versus west. All of these are informed opinions based on a number of the things that different sources are saying about what's going on. The New York Times is right. He's coming to North Dakota, but not next week. That's fake news. So there you go. That isn't a big surprise, really. We did that. We talked about primary day. We talked about Singapore. Don't lose the significance of this. Everything you hear and see about Singapore and this summit between North Korea and us, lean in. Lean in and soak it in. It's big stuff. It's a better world for your kids and grandkids. It can come as a result of that. Fake news CNN and praise for our farmers and the president. Love that. Robert De Niro. Only one I haven't really gotten to in detail is Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and I did this on Facebook, but let me just read what she said. This to me is the writing of a liberal Democrat who knows she needs to sound like anything but a liberal Democrat. That's what it sounds like to me. Tell me if I'm wrong. We cannot be silent, she says. How our government treats any child, American or not, says so much about who we are as a country. The articles of parents and children being forcibly separated when they come across the southern border are horrifying. This is not a political issue. It's about families and children. It's not a political issue. Come on. That's one little dance. Two, imagine it was you and your children. You're fleeing your home country because of gangs, extreme violence, and drugs. You don't want your children to grow up living there in fear or to be scared each day they may not make it home from school. And you'll do anything to keep them safe. But then they are taken away from you by the very country that you're looking for protection from. And you have no idea when you'll see them again. A little commentary from me. You'll do anything to keep them safe? Do you think it's safe to try and cross a border illegally? I get people want a better life. There's a way to get here legally. She continues, those who come across our border should come here legally. Oh, big of you. Or if seeking asylum should do so safely at one of our ports of entry. And those who don't should face the consequences. See, we got to talk tough there. But that doesn't mean foregoing mercy. And it certainly doesn't mean forcibly separating children from their parents and shipping them to states far apart from each other, as has been the case for hundreds of children just in the past few months, including an 18-month-old girl who weeps every day for her father, who is separated from her and detained. As a parent, I understand that aching deep in my heart when one of my kids feel pain. I'll do almost anything to protect them. Would you take them across a border? Illegally? It's not protecting them, is it? And I can't even imagine having an infant ripped out of my arms. Seeing my young child led away, not knowing whether they're being taken away or if I'll see them again. Okay, we talked like a Democrat there for a while, so it's time to talk like a Republican. We need tough, smart immigration and border security strategies to keep Americans safe. Enough of that. I better go back to being a Democrat. Nancy, Chuck, I'm with you. Not inhumane political decisions. To actually pass legislation to improve the immigration system and secure the border. Oh, we're talking tough again. Republicans and Democrats need to work together. There's a novel concept. Why don't you get a few of them to do that? Success rate hasn't been real good on that. No votes on things that matter. No votes that make a difference from a Democrat on any Republican legislation. I almost feel sorry for Heidi Heitkamp. It's hard to feel sorry for somebody that is so politically driven, that is so about the politics. She clearly is a bleeding heart liberal. There's no doubt about that. And I don't want to cede for 1 minute the empathy towards these kids. I have empathy too. But I also question the judgment of parents that would put these children in harm's way. She doesn't do a lick of that. A lick of that. And that's typical liberal. See, allow the dumb decisions and then make it safer for them when they get here. That isn't how you solve a border crisis.
And you don't throw the borders open and say, hey, anybody wants to say asylum, say asylum. You're in. You're in. It's really a very interesting dichotomy of how Senator Heidi Heitkamp is really, really, really driven by politics first. But there's certainly the bleeding heart there. She just can't show that. Can you imagine having to do that every day? Ever run a race to say, well, I think like this, but I got to say this. I'm independent. I'm bipartisan. No, but I really think like this. Man alive. God bless you folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.